All right, Tuesday, June 15th, 2021. Got a workout of the day, also as a two-person team version because fitness with friends is fun. The workout of the day, you need a 115-pound barbell for the gentlemen, 75-pound barbell for women, some place to do some hand-release push-ups, some knees to elbows, and a 200-meter shuttle run. That's marking out 50 meters, and you'll do down and back, down and back. That's how you do the 200-meter shuttle run. So the workout of the day, it's for time, but we also give you the option to do it not for time. Once a week, we like to do this as a nice physical and mental decompression, pressure release, to help CrossFit be sustainable. You're supposed to modulate your intensity just like everything else. So once a week, we say, hey, you know what? If you feel like running the clock, great. But if not, don't feel any pressure to. Don't run the clock. Just move through it at a casual pace. Get a little sweat going. You'll be good to go. And then that'll help keep you enthusiastic about going to the gym. And you should always feel authorized to not run the clock on any day that you don't want to. I love days like these, and they're why 16 years into CrossFit, still feeling good and going strong. Here is the workout. 16, 14, 12, 10, 8 reps for time or not of the hang power clean, hand release push-up, knees to elbows, and then a 200-meter shuttle run at the end of every single round. So that would be, in case you're new to this, 16 hang power cleans, 16 hand release push-ups, 16 knees to elbows, then you do a 200-meter shuttle run, then 14 hang power cleans, 14 hand release push-ups, 14 knees to elbows, 200-meter shuttle run, and you play that same game for the 12s, the 10s, and the 8s. We also have as a two-person team version, just big chipper style, 120 of each movement, and then ending with a 1,200-meter run as a team. So for each movement, for example, on the two-person team version, it starts with 120 hang power cleans. If you've got a man and a woman going in, have two barbells set up, but only one person can be working at a time, only one person can be doing hang power cleans. When, as a two-person team, you get to 120, then you start your 120 hand-release push-ups. Again, only one person working as a team. And you continue doing that until you finish the knees to elbows, and then two people at the same time, you run together and knock out that 1,200-meter run. This is a great, you know, not below parallel, not overhead, because we had that happening yesterday. It's a bit of a longer time domain. The hand-release push-ups are always challenging. That barbell loading might be a bit of a trap. You might not respect it, but it will get plenty taxing for you. You've got the grip also on the knees to elbows, which are just so much tougher than toes to bar, but they don't get the credit that they deserve. You get some nice acceleration, deceleration, pivoting, change of direction on the shuttle runs. It's a nice workout that I hope everybody enjoys. Of course, we have our other equipment conversions if you're going to hop on the bike or the rower in place of running. Videos showing the hang power cleans, different styles of push-ups, and the knees to elbows, which are kipping, by the way. Super fitness robot time for this. You're good at hand release push-ups, and you did not hold back on the runs. 12 minutes or less. More likely time? In the neighborhood of 20 minutes. Could be more, could be less. We're in that neighborhood. So maybe you want to consider scaling. Maybe there's too much volume for you. Don't like hand release push-ups or don't have them yet. You don't have knees to elbows yet. All good reasons to scale. I would say, looking at this workout, you would want to think that you could do the first 1 to 2 rounds in a nice, smooth, fast, kind of unbroken fashion. Certainly the first round. And if you could think you could do the first 2 rounds, the 16 and the 14, with some relative confidence moving through there, then that's probably a decent loading and volume for you to look at the prescribed workout. But again, whether to scale or not is your decision, but let's look at the scaled option in case you don't like the barbell loading, have hand release push-ups, knees to elbows, etc. We also knocked down the volume a little bit, but you don't have to do that. You could keep the prescribed rep range and just modify the movements. So the scaled option, which we have, is 14, 12, 10, 8 reps for time. Hang power clean goes to 95 pounds and 65 pounds. Now we have regular push-ups or knee push-ups, and then hanging knee raises or sit-ups, and we kept the 200-meter shuttle run. And of course, there's a two-person team version there. Videos showing the various styles of push-ups, the hanging knee raise, and the ab mat sit-up. You don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups. Limited equipment option. You know it's coming. Dumbbell hang power cleans. 16, 14, 12, 10, 8 reps for time or not. Dumbbell hang power cleans. Pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Hand release push-ups, knees to elbows, and then that wonderful 200-meter shuttle run. Also with a two-person team version. Video showing the dumbbell hang power clean. No equipment workout. 5 rounds for time. 400-meter run. 25 push-ups. 25 sit-ups. That's going to work. And then a two-person team version of that. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. 200 double-unders in as few sets as possible. Or 5 minutes of double-under attempts. We've got a video showing the double-under. Then the other part. Just such a great treat. For time, 50 burpee box jump overs, 24 inches for men, 20 inches for women, or 50 regular burpees, your choice. And when I think of the 50 burpee box jump overs, I think facing the box, not sideways to the box. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, the pec stretch laying on your side, cobra stretch for the old abs, and the foam roller for the back and lats, all of which have a video. And I neglected to say this yesterday, so I'll say it today. If you notice at the bottom of every day, we have a couple sentences and we mean them. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that in mind, I will see you tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.